percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious.
Adam, where do the weeks go? Time just kind of flies by, doesn't it? It's Saturday already, or I don't know. Is it Saturday where you are? Depending on the podcast, it could be any day of the week. Yay! Good morning. Yeah, I got the coffee going. Just a regular coffee. A little bit of cream. What do they call that? Well, never mind. There's probably five different names for it that I have no idea how to translate. It was a busy week. Busy week. All sorts of Santa stuff, of course. You know, this time of year, holidays. People having the holiday parties and buying the gifts and trying to figure out how to get the best gift. And since I work retail on the side, it's a fun thing of, okay, he's standing at the front door. Just hurry up and put this in the bag. He doesn't know. Okay, I'll hide it under your sweater. Yeah, he just thinks I went, you know, shopping for the Santa. So it's kind of fun, these little, you know, devious people. Now, the real devious people of the season and probably the year are the fake news people who are cleaning up big time the latest. You probably saw it all over social media, which is why it drew all sorts of criticism and whines and, oh my, OMGs. Fisher-Price. I love it because when in doubt, please, if you have any doubt, go to Snopes. All right. Before you hit share, before you hit OMG, go to Snopes. All right. Because this will really prevent a whole lot of angst. Fisher-Price says the bar-based happy hour play set is not real. Whoa. Newsflash. Newsflash. You did not see that coming, did you? Well, somebody didn't because it got a whole lot of big, huge, whoa. This can't be happening. All right, Photoshop. The guy, he said he thought it'd be a really cool idea. The toddlers pretending to drink from plastic bottles. There's a surly baby tending bar. And amusement and outrage, okay, slash. It's kind of split 50-50. He said he thought it'd be cool if a major toy company did that. So the picture went viral 24 hours later, which is great. I've got to figure out how to do this because this is like a big scam anyway. So the deal is that then Snopes finally did step in and say, come on, please. He said, it's amazing how many people have seen this. I'm so proud to have made so many people smile. I'm like, dang, I missed it. I got the headline and the Snopes. I like to check Snopes just to see what's going on out there and how many people are having issues. Thieving squirrel wanted for stealing 150 Christmas lights. Of course, I checked on that one because I thought that was really cool. Well, apparently you go to YouTube and it's like, nope, not available. Uh-oh, so much interest. Or could have been the fact, because I saw in the comments, this is great except for that music. So somebody, you know, copyrighted the music, and so then they take it off. Once they find out your music has not been approved, then they remove it. But I do have the little squirrel photo op here. The cool thing about this, I can put these links on Wendy's Coffee House. So if I accidentally do some fake news, it'll be there, Wendy's Coffee House, linked to wherever the fake news source is so you can track your own and then see if it ends up on Snopes. We all get caught, all right? Every now and then, that's what happens. I love Domino's. So this is one of the ones that could have been a fake news thing. I was like, all right, this can't be real. Training, and if you've ever worked with a reindeer or heard of people who've had stories about working with reindeer and how cooperative, not. They showed the training tape. Reindeer to deliver pizza in Japan. Apparently, they were expecting a harsh winter, and so this would be fun. Now, fortunately, they also had the reindeer Plan B, which is a lovely little scooter with reindeer horns on it and antlers. I'm sorry. Anyway, they decided it just wasn't going to work, and so everywhere, you know, people are disappointed. This would have been such a great Photoshop op. The reindeers are trying to corral them on this test track. And they're trying out a delivery saddle and a delivery sled. I didn't get to see this. I didn't have time. But now I'm going to try and track down that video because that looks like it would be fun. So, and the line on this particular story that I lifted from CNET says, sometimes you ask Santa for a Ferrari and all you get is a Hot Wheels car instead. Well, you know, hey, some of those things are worth a whole lot of money now. Hot Wheels collectors everywhere are going, hey, that's a snub. No. All right, and so what would you do for your wedding, your honey, you know, if you wanted to really surprise her and make it a memorable proposal.
Who you gonna call?
Yeah, a Brit from overseas. Yes, makes the big trip to the Ghostbusters firehouse. Yeah, apparently it's under renovation, $6.5 million renovation. Months in advance, kept this thing a secret. He wanted to propose to her at the firehouse used in the Ghostbusters franchise. That is so cool. That is, I think he's wearing a hard hat and safety vest. And Giles Baugh. I love that. He dropped one knee at Ladder 8 in Tribeca and asked Melissa Ward to marry him. Link on wendyscoffeehouse.com. Of course I do. You betcha. You betcha. Where's Slimer? Or was that the cartoon? I don't remember. Anyway, he says, by the way, he can recite all of his favorite scenes verbatim. Verbatim. We know how that goes. I can't do that with Harry Potter yet, but I'm trying. Home for Christmas. This is such a cool thing. One of my favorite blogs is The Pre-Surfer. He's fabulous. He's been doing this for like 2000, and I was an early fan. Home for Christmas, Heathrow Airport. It's their Christmas holiday special. I'm going to put a link. It is just absolutely so adorable because the little folks here are, you know, arriving home for the holidays to meet and greet, and I will not show it to you unless you have... No, I'll show it to you. Anyway, I'll put the link on the website, but it's one of those that it's kind of a little heartstrings tugger, and when you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. But they're at the airport. They need to go home. They're making all their little rounds, and there's a couple of little Barrington Bear type cuties, all right? And then I can't tell you. I'm going to end up spilling the beans. Gift giving. I've got a couple more minutes. Okay. Therapy Pig. This is if you're flying, which a lot of people are going to be doing for the holidays. The very first one. This is Lilu. She's so fabulous at the San Francisco airport. She is one of, they have 300 pets, and they have, I think, 20 or so dogs, 22 trained therapy dogs, and the Wag Brigade. And the other airports have this too. There's another one that has therapy horses, but Lilu is the first pig, and she was already qualified, very qualified, by having her own identity. She's got an Instagram account, so Lilu was already popular. It was a matter of whether she passed muster in terms of they have certain rigid requirements of their pets. They have to like people. That's one. No biting. So anyway, and she once a month. She will be making her rounds. They don't say where she goes. She just kind of goes. She is dressed up as a wrapped gift, a nurse, a pilot, a ballerina, and a butterfly. And her pictures are super cute. All right. And then the dad of the decade. Check out. He had fun with the magic sleep suit. All right. It's the little girl dressed as an astronaut. A NASA space suit. And there she is. She's just floating out there. She's so cool. One giant leap for a little infant. There you go. And this is it. I think this would be so fun for a Christmas gift. Anything from the Gray Zone. Okay, so I'm making suggestions. They don't have to go to me. But your favorite UFO enthusiast or ghost, it goes either way. The mug here, your coffee mug. Of course, yeah, it's coffee related. And it says Chewbacca for President. Great Pride. Those are the only ones I can read. And something to the side that I'm sure is really funny if I could read it. There you go. But the Gray Zone comics, they're all, you know, all UFO related, of course. I've got a great guest coming up, David Franklin Farkas. One of the stories, I'm going to have him tell you details, but he was working in a psych ward and he happened to, was talking with one of the people who was there and the patients, and he's looking in the corner and seeing what the patient is seeing. And then the thing responds and it gets better. All right. So David Franklin Farkas, he's a shaman, he's a ghost, a house cleaner and all sorts. And he's coming up next on Wendy's Coffee House.
This is KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Lights flickering, feeling an occasional draft. Afraid to go to the basement because it smells too ghastly. Let Eric's Energy do a whole house energy assessment to locate the energy draining skeletons in your closet. Install quality conventional solar, geothermal, or other energy-saving technologies for a happy, comfortable home. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. ericsenergy.com. That's ericsenergy.com.
Unchained. Unwind at Rico's for lunch. Enjoy classic, tasteful Italian cuisine in a unique hideaway at the southeast quarter of College and Quivira. Ask about our daily lunch specials or enjoy a wood-fired pizza with a specialty salad. Our delicious lunch menu is complemented by a global wine selection, including 25 varietals served by the glass. Full menu featured at ricoskc.com. Join us for lunch weekdays at Rico's.
Wendy's Coffee House, 6 a.m. Saturday morning on Talk Radio KCMO. Marcia Schaefer, she's my next guest, says she grew up knowing about aliens, said she saw them from her crib. From the time she was little, she had contact. So we're going to find out more about that. You can find her at Beyond Zebra and Spirconomics. In the meantime, though, we're going to check out her extraordinary past and amazing present just in time for Christmas right here. Wendy's Coffee House, check it out. If you missed the show Saturday morning, follow up with the download and check out the blog at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
When a nightlight speaks and only you can understand it, do you listen? Or pretend that your imagination is merely playing tricks? Talking to Nightlights is a revitalizing spiritual guide that follows a woman's inspirational journey to learn the power that can be harnessed by losing fear and suspending disbelief. Available now on Kindle and paperback at Amazon.com.
The Veterans of Foreign Wars National Headquarters in Kansas City would like to take this Veterans Day weekend to thank America's service members, veterans, and their families for their dedication and sacrifice. The VFW encourages all Kansas Cityans to extend your thanks to those who have fought to ensure our freedom. Visit VFW.org and learn how you can get involved in giving back to those who have given so much for us. And if you are a veteran, you may be eligible for membership. The Veterans of Foreign Wars National Headquarters in Kansas City, where no one does more for veterans.
Hey, baseball and softball moms and dads. Want to help your superstar stay in the game? BTL Academy just opened a brand new training and development center in Shawnee. Open to individuals and teams, the 17,000 square foot indoor facility boasts a regulation sized turf infield, plus plenty of room for hitting and long toss. Coaches know it takes year-round training to be an accomplished athlete. Check btlacademy.com for a complete listing of skill camps, clinics, and indoor leagues. Compete in the BTL Indoor 6-on-6 Baseball or Softball League. Hitting, pitching, catching, and fielding. BTL private instructors are available to help players hone their skills and overcome any weaknesses in their game. In today's youth sports environment, there is no off-season. BTLacademy.com, because the game is played between the lines.
Mistletoe and holly and poinsettia are all poisonous to your pets. If your furry swallows these plants, get them to Rock Hill Pet Clinic in Brookside. Rock Hill Pet is a full-service small animal hospital with in-house lab services, digital radiology and ultrasound, even progressive techniques like laser therapy and acupuncture, all to help provide your pet with a happier, longer life. For the safety of your pets, keep pine needles picked up and don't let your pet drink water from the tree stand. Contact Rock Hill Pet Clinic at 816-333-0973 or visit rockhillpetclinic.com.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
Wendy's Coffee House. Taking a turn for the spooky. Thank you, Mark. So glad you're back. Mark was on vacation. We missed him. My guest, David Franklin Farkas, is, you know, there are so many, he's a jack of all trades. So there are so many monikers I could put, a shaman, a house healer, a psychic, a ghost rescuer. David, is there anyone you gravitate toward? Hi there, by the way, good morning.
Say again, what's it?
Is there a specific label that you prefer over the others?
Oh, not really.
You're used to it by now, right?
People call me all kinds of things.
Okay, that I know. All right, well, we're going the wrong direction really fast. David Franklin Farkas is has a very good sense of humor, okay? But he's also serious when he needs to be. And I've been promoting all week that you were in the psych ward when you made this interesting discovery. Can you share that story? Because I still think that's one of the that's pretty amazing.
Well, first, let's clarify that I was working in the psych ward.
Okay, fine, yeah. Did I leave that out? Oh, that's a tiny detail.
Yeah, tiny details. Words. yeah, the I was working in a hospital that was what was called dual diagnosis. Everybody had a physical problem as well as a psych problem. And so they couldn't be in a regular hospital because of the psych problem. And I had the, I was a nursing assistant. I was floor staff. And I was taking care of the geriatric hallway. So I had all these fascinating, mostly old women, who were extremely eccentric. And several of them had ongoing conversations with what you'll have to see my air quotes, you know, with their voices. And, of course, they, the staff in general and the doctors just thought they were crazy. They were talking to imaginary things. The problem was, or problem, the experience I had was I could see who they were talking to.
Uh-huh.
And typically they were talking to ghosts, and they had long-term relationships with them, and there might be more than one. And in another culture, they would just be the local eccentric. You know, the UK loves its eccentrics, and there are people in the neighborhood that are kind of strange, and everybody watches out for them and just accepts that that's what so-and-so does. But here we don't do that.
Well, and that was a huge, I think, in terms of, you know, knowing that you could see the difference. For me, that got my attention immediately, knowing, because there are a lot of people who have these experiences, and there's no way to validate it when you don't have a witness, when you don't have somebody else who's on the same
right.
wavelength.
Right, and especially if you're going through a rapid opening to phenomena in other dimensions at other frequencies that are not the physical world, and if you're in a conservative environment where nobody has that experience, everybody's afraid of that experience, either conservative or very scientific,
mm-hmm.
then the only explanation is that you're crazy. And, you know, there was a part of me walking the halls at night by myself checking doors that would say, okay, they're crazy because they see and hear this stuff. And I see and hear this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a way at which, in which the difference is that I have keys and I'm not here all day.
Right. That's a good way to put
it. You know, the difference was that their life had come apart. They didn't have a way to take care of themselves, which was more to the point. And because of their eccentricity and the lack of support and understanding for it, they wound up in this particular kind of institution. But on the other hand, you know, there are people walking around with this experience all the time. Some of them make sense of it and even become helpful using it, and other people are scared by it, or, you know, everybody around them backs away or whatever it happens to be. In another culture, some of these people would have been noticed early on as children by the shaman or the wise woman or whoever it is that took care of the tribe, and would have been nurtured in that skill and trained so that they could help everybody. But, you know, we just think it's weird and give them the hairy eyeball and eventually put them in a strange, quiet place.
Yeah, to go away so that everybody else isn't bothered by them. Hey, hang on just
right.
a second. We're going to, during the break, we're going to try and make another call to you to see if we can clean up the line right now. This is your home line, right? This is the house line.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So just to let, if you're listening right now, sometimes this happens just because people who do some of these types of jobs have just a little extra energy around them in their space, dust bunnies. And it messes with the electronics. So we're going to see if this cleans it up. It may or may not. But that's, I just want to announce, because there is, on our end, we're hearing, it almost sounds like a crackling fire. Yeah. Okay.
My computer just crashed in here as you were interviewing.
Oh, lovely. Okay. So the computer crashed from the other element of the production studio, where everything is supposed to happen, and apparently been train wrecked. Thank you, David.
Sure.
Yeah. But see, I want to go into that too, is how this can mess with electronics. It isn't something that's not possible. It is part of the reality of dealing with this. And I wanted to get into this with you today, you know, whether it was a spiritual emergency or psychosis, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. And that's what's happening. A lot of frightening things are going on in our society, in our world, in our reality, and there are people who just can't handle that, and it just takes one little click, and they're right there where they don't have the key anymore to the room you're talking about.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so in the meantime, I wanted you to go back into who you studied with and how, because you did take some interesting forays into trying to, you know, basically get more educated on what you were dealing with.
I've done it a lot of different ways. I mean, there was even a period, and I go through this every so often, where something is showing up a lot for me to assist people with, and I turn into geek mode and start reading all the literature all over the world to see what's been said about it. And that's fascinating, because you find out that the same thing has been said all over the world for the last 100 years about, you know, ghosts, for example. But I went, there's a process called walkabout, which comes from the Australian Aboriginal tradition of rite of passage for young people, where you go off with basically nothing but a knife and a spear to live in the wilderness and learn what spirit has to teach you. And I think everybody goes through walkabout, but we don't have the story and we don't prepare for it. For me, as is often the case, there was a crisis that precipitated it. My father was seriously ill, and I went out to take care of him, and it was a second incident of a brain tumor, and he decided he wasn't going to go through all the medical stuff. He basically said, I'm not doing that again. And I started looking for healers for him. So I met some fascinating people, and part of what happened was I took care of Dad until he died, and that was an amazing experience. But I also met my teachers. It was clear I was supposed to do more with these people. And they were in California. I was living on the East Coast, had taken a leave of absence from my job. And the last person that I spoke to when I left was the Cherokee medicine man who had taken me under his wing, the Kiowa. And he said, so you coming back? I said, yep, I think so. Said, do you know when? I said, well, if this conversation goes like every other one I've ever had with you, you're about to tell me, aren't you? And he gave me a date and a time. And I finished up the school year, bought a new truck, cleaned up my life as well as I could, drove cross country in 4 days, dumped my stuff in the cabin that I had rented in advance, picked him up for him to take me on this amazing adventure that young white guys normally wouldn't get plopped in the middle of.
Mm-hmm.
And the other man that I studied with, Greg, was trained in the Philippines by psychic surgeons. And somebody, when I first got out there to the hospital with Dad, somebody literally took me in the hallway and said, do you know anything about psychic surgery? Said, oh, it's going to be one of those days, huh? Full of non sequiturs. No, but I guess I'll find out. And this man had a lot of success with all kinds of cancer, and so they were suggesting that I meet him and see if it would work for Dad, which it didn't, but he became my other teacher.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to try and get the phone line cleaned up here real quick, too, but we're going to pick up with that story, all right, with the teachers and what you're learning and what happens next. David Franklin Farkas is my guest, and I'm taking a walk on the wild side, so to speak. Wendy's Coffee House. Stick around.
At New Horizon Ranch, we believe that every child is capable of greatness. Over the last 10 years, unique programs, dedicated volunteers, and horse partners have helped children and adults of all ages improve physical strength, relational, and cognitive skills. Sometimes it's reading to our miniature horses, and sometimes it's riding. But it's always therapeutic and educational. Learn more about what we do and how you can get involved at newhorizonranch.org.
Give a gift that helps feed a city. The Giving Grove helps communities grow, harvest, and share healthy food by planting fruit trees, nuts, and berries at local Kansas City schools, churches, and in low-income underserved neighborhoods. To date, the Giving Grove has planted nearly 1,500 fruit and nut trees, which will provide over 180 tons of fresh food each year over the life of these trees. You can help by planting a tree. A donation of $50 pays for the tree, supplies, and community education needed for caring of the trees. Visit givinggrove.org to donate your tree.
CBS News updates, more U.S. troops are heading for duty in Syria.
The United States has interests here that it cannot walk away from.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter today saying as many as 200 will join 300 people already there in an advisory role to fight ISIS.
To further improve our ground forces, we must also focus on logistics, reconstruction and stabilization, and counterinsurgency missions. That is to say, all the ingredients of achieving lasting victory.
The Alliance of Arab and Kurdish Fighters is announcing phase two of the effort to take Raqqa. The Pentagon is working on fresh plans for the Trump administration to wage war on the Islamic State, alternatives to the mission being undertaken by the Obama administration.
Well, the change seems to be to first of all, allow the Pentagon more operational leeway in where they can conduct operations, particularly airstrikes, as well as raids by special operations forces.
CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
Checking out forecast through your Saturday and Sunday. Mostly cloudy skies. Saturday, high in the upper 30s. A lot of cloudiness on Sunday. There's a chance for some rain showers or even a little wintry mix in northern parts of the area. High of 41. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Chris Suchan.
The veterans of Foreign Wars National Headquarters in Kansas City would like to take this Veterans Day weekend to thank America's service members, veterans, and their families for their dedication and sacrifice. The VFW encourages all Kansas Cityans to extend your thanks to those who have fought to ensure our freedom. Visit VFW.org and learn how you can get involved in giving back to those who have given so much for us. And if you are a veteran, you may be eligible for membership. The veterans of Foreign Wars National Headquarters in Kansas City, where no one does more for veterans.
Goats may have discovered its magical benefits first, but we humans got on quick. Imported directly from the source, Revo Cup boasts authentic Ethiopian coffee beans hand-picked and naturally dried by the sun. Single-origin coffee beans gathered by Ethiopian families, expertly ground and brewed at Revo Cup. Isn't it time you experienced coffee as it was originally intended? Visit Revo Cup at College in Quivira at Revo Cup South 135th in Quivira.
Stop being drained by energy vampires. A full energy audit from Eric's Energy will expose the pesky problems plaguing your home. Weatherization, insulation, and other energy-saving technologies installed by experienced, reliable technicians will drive a stake through the heart of what's tormenting you. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. 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 Garlic optional.
When a nightlight speaks and only you can understand it, do you listen? Or pretend that your imagination is merely playing tricks? Talking to Nightlights is a revitalizing spiritual guide that follows a woman's inspirational journey to learn the power that can be harnessed by losing fear and suspending disbelief. Available now on Kindle and paperback at Amazon.com.
FM 103.7 and AM 710.
It's outrageous. Shame on you.
KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Okay, we're going to see if the angels have joined us and help clean up David Franklin's and Farkas's... I can't say that fast. I've already train wrecked it. You did that on purpose, I know. Okay, we'll see if it cleaned up your line. And, no, I don't.
Better?
Maybe a tad. You have just a whole lot of company with you, David, okay? So.
It's the dragons.
Yeah, I know. And the dragons, yeah, we're not there yet. So now we're going back to the folks you studied with, okay? And I do want to get into the other part of this element that is creating this little distortion. So we'll get into that in just a minute. But pick up where you left off with the folks that you studied with, because I think that's also important.
It was quite an experience. What the Cherokee medicine man, you know, there certainly were things that he literally taught me where we'd sit and be chatting and he'd drop something in. But mostly he gave me access to the kind of teaching that only Native Americans would get on the reservation. He would take me to a ceremony or something, introduce me, and then I'd be sitting in the middle of something that some young white guy typically would not hear or experience. And that was extraordinary. That was totally amazing. The changes that happened because of the understandings that were being conveyed, but also the energy of being in the ceremonies and that kind of thing. People ask, what's the training like? And both of my teachers basically work the same way. It's kind of like being thrown in the deep end of the swimming pool without notice. And I kind of watch and go, well, he's not drowning. Not too bad.
Not throw him a life raft or anything like that. Just, oh, he's not drowning. That's good.
Right. And then when you come out, you never discuss it because that's going up in your head and trying to analyze it.
Yeah.
And the whole point to it was, you've had the experience. Can you accept that that experience is real and that you dealt with it and you can do it again next time? And so in the same way that medical people need to be, to become desensitized to smells and blood and being around people in pain, in many ways, in order to be, to do shamanic work, you need to be desensitized to weirdness. You know, you have to be able to confront something or have an experience that other people would, you know, run off in the woods with their hair on fire and stand there and say, okay, and what would you have me do now? Why are you showing me this? What needs to be done?
Mm-hmm.
And know that you've done all this other strange stuff in the past, so if you're being asked to do this, you must be the guy. And then when it's all over, don't have a conversation with yourself that writes it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what most people do. Oh, that, you know, and I know that happened with you with the nightlights. It's like, no, that really happened. And once you know that it can happen and that it is real, your understanding of the breadth of experiences that do exist really gets much, much wider. And, you know, I can walk around and just in on a street see something and go, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that before. And, of course, unless there's someone else with the same kind of broadband receiver that I have, wouldn't see it at all. And that's part of what the way that I see being psychic is. You know, most people are walking around, kind of ironic considering where we're talking, but they're listening to AM radio.
It's a good analogy, yes.
Right, you know, which is local, short range, often staticky, hard to tune in because of the technology, has a limited range of content, and at the same time, standing in the same place, the radio frequencies and the content of every other kind of stuff is going right through you,
HD.
Right by you.
Yeah.
HD, FM radio, the police bands, weather information, cell phones, all of that stuff is there. But if all you've got is an AM radio, all you've got is, you know, sports and news and wonderful Wendy's show.
hey, podcast. That's yeah, it's internet friendly.
Right. So what happens when people have an opening to more frequencies is all kinds of things that other people don't even know exist because all they've got is an AM receiver,
right,
suddenly are there. And to the people who don't have that receiver or don't believe it, you know, they may have the receiver, but they block it out, it's crazy. You know, what? There's a wonderful quote from Goethe about those who were dancing were considered crazy by those who couldn't hear the music.
Yes, yes.
And that's really what it's like. You wind up in an environment that is much richer, and once you get past being freaked out about it, because, like, what? Really? Is this okay? All the other emotions that come up. It's just, okay, I need to understand this. What is this other stuff? And what is there that I don't even know to ask about? And then it gets really rich and it gets really interesting.
On your website, you did I love the upgrade, and there was a quote, Einstein quote, about reality.
Yeah, reality is an illusion, albeit a persistent one.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't even talking about it in the what might be considered metaphoric, you know, a display of information that we're seeing. He was just saying our understanding of the physical world is nonsense. It's not what we think it is. And the physics of it, and now that we've got quantum mechanics to add into the mix, the physics of it is that nothing that is physical is real in any sense that is real. You know, you get down to a particle, and the particle is an energy vortex. And then you go further, and it's bits of information relating to each other. There's just the physical world, if you look at it carefully enough, doesn't exist. But our senses are tuned only to the frequencies and experiences of the physical world. And for most people, that's the only experience there is.
What I think is so fascinating about this, and then getting back to the stuff that's happening with your phone line and all that, is a lot of times when people have these experiences, and this happens with people who've had near-death experiences, who've had a transformative spiritual experience, that changes their frequency, their energy, their vibration, whatever language you want to put to it, it messes with the electronics.
Absolutely. You know, one of the classic things for me is I haven't been able to wear a wristwatch in decades. Whether it's digital or mechanical, after a couple of days, they just stop working. And it's because I do healing work. There's a tremendous amount of energy running out of my body down to my hands. My hands are almost always on.
Mm-hmm.
And it blows up electronics.
I have people who complain about the lights going out when they walk under them. There's a lot of that. You know, they walk under the street light and it goes off. And what does that mean? Does it mean I've advanced, or is there some special calling? And what's so okay?
Well, and there are probably as many explanations as there are people who have had the experience,
mm-hmm.
because it could be that they're affecting the seemingly physical reality. It could be that there is something non-physical and non-physical intelligence that's using the light to get their attention and communicate with them.
That's the night lights, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Or it could just be that the thing failed when you walked under it and you're making up a story. You know, which is a large part of the paranormal community, is people trying to debunk things. Well, this is a physical phenomenon. It's not a non-physical phenomenon. And the truth is, it may be both. It may be a physical phenomenon that's being caused by a non-physical intelligence, and just because you can come up with a physical explanation doesn't necessarily get rid of the other possibility.
Right, right. Well, and that's the thing with ghosts. I love going, there's a local town that's not far from where I am, Weston, Missouri, and I just love going there because as the people move in and out, and there are some people who move and stay there for a short while and other people who stay, even the folks who don't believe and then have to go live there have to come to terms with a different version of reality than they had before they went into... There's a candle shop at one point that this shop had been in the middle of the street. No activity, nothing, everything's clean, and everybody else's experience is like, yeah, it's haunted, but we don't have that. They moved to the corner, and now they've got guests. And so it's like... And as soon as they moved in, they started having these experiences. So it doesn't matter if you believe. It's when you're in the environment, then you're going to have to figure out what to believe. Does that make sense?
Right. Right. There's a phenomenon. It's real. It repeats. Now, how do you make sense out of it? Because you don't have an explanation based on the way you've been led to understand the world works. So something else is going on here. Now, how do I understand it? And one way to understand it is to freak out and run, which happens a lot. But other people will sit there and go, oh, I have to suspend this belief. I have to accept my personal experience and let go of the beliefs that I have, because all beliefs are hearsay. Somebody told you it's true and you accepted it. But now I've got this experience, and no, there's something else happening.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break. Again, my guest is David Franklin Farkas. What's your website so that people can check that out while we're talking?
The website is househealing.com.
Okay, and in the meantime, though, the quantum grid restructuring, when you're talking about getting something clean, cleared, cleansed, kind of a little more normal, less distortion, let's get into that in the next break here in just a minute or two, okay? So hang in there, David.
Okay.
It's Wendy's Coffee House.
Mistletoe and holly and poinsettia are all poisonous to your pets. If your furry swallows these plants, get them to Rock Hill Pet Clinic in Brookside. Rock Hill Pet is a full-service small animal hospital with in-house lab services, digital radiology and ultrasound, even progressive techniques like laser therapy and acupuncture, all to help provide your pet with a happier, longer life. For the safety of your pets, keep pine needles picked up and don't let your pet drink water from the tree stand. Contact Rock Hill Pet Clinic at 816-333-0973 or visit rockhillpetclinic.com.
Hey, baseball and softball moms and dads. Want to help your superstar stay in the game? BTL Academy just opened a brand new training and development center in Shawnee. Open to individuals and teams, the 17,000 square foot indoor facility boasts a regulation sized turf infield, plus plenty of room for hitting and long toss. Coaches know it takes year-round training to be an accomplished athlete. Check btlacademy.com for a complete listing of skill camps, clinics, and indoor leagues. Compete in the BTL Indoor 6-on-6 Baseball or Softball League. Hitting, pitching, catching, and fielding. BTL private instructors are available to help players hone their skills and overcome any weaknesses in their game. In today's youth sports environment, there is no off-season. BTLacademy.com, because the game is played between the lines.
Stressed out and need a little bit of a timeout? You've heard me talk about Floating KC before, but I want to give you some more details. If you're thinking it might be a little tank and you're worried about being claustrophobic, no, that isn't the way this works. These are float rooms, zero gravity float rooms. You can check it out. They're in Waldo in Kansas City, and find out more at floatingkc.com. Overstressed, need a little extra TLC, relaxation, no interruptions, no sounds, completely, totally stress-free. Try Floating KC.
Unchain, unwind at Rico's for lunch. Enjoy classic, tasteful Italian cuisine in a unique hideaway at the southeast quarter of College in Quivira. Ask about our daily lunch specials or enjoy a wood-fired pizza with a specialty salad. Our delicious lunch menu is complemented by a global wine selection, including 25 varietals served by the glass. Full menu featured at ricoskc.com. Join us for lunch weekdays at Rico's.
Wendy's Coffee House, 6 a.m. Saturday mornings on Talk Radio KCMO. Shows in the archives now include Doug Hayes. He survived an incredible accident that left him paralyzed from the neck down. He survived, recovered full mobility, and an ability to heal. Jeffrey Mishloff, the PK man. Ted Owens is deceased, but the legacy he left behind is incredible. Did he have extraordinary PK powers? The PK man. Ted Owens, Jeffrey Mishloff, that show also in the archives. Check them out at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
I never dreamed that any mere physical experience could be so stimulating.
KCM.
Oh!
KCMO.
TSO. Oh. Wizards of Winter. That is such a fabulous show. This is one that really gets you into the holiday spirit.
Yes! With enthusiasm.
Okay, so when you listen to this on the podcast, this is a holiday. Ho, ho. With David Franklin Farkas. Thank you, Mark. Mark's in there just playing. He loves to play with the music. David, when you got into this, there's other things, and when you mentioned the dragon before, okay, we'll get to the other, the grid restructuring, but you mentioned the dragon. Are there other elements, you know, little things that might mess with the program?
Well, people, when they think of a non-physical intelligence to
interact with think of ghosts, or they think of demons in whatever way they understand malevolent spirits, most of which is very distorted based on the mythology of whatever religion they were raised in. But they don't think of nature spirits. They don't think of angelic spirits in a wider range than the mythology of the religion, that kind of thing. This very wide range of intelligent, non-physical entities. And all of them have an effect on us, but most people, again, aren't broadband and aren't tuning into it. There'll be some circumstance that gives them a hint, and they say, oh, it must be whatever it is they think is attached to that kind of experience. As you become more aware of all of those things and can communicate with them and both get assistance and also tell them, back off, this isn't working, it really gets interesting. And the dragons, I have my best friend since high school is still my best friend, and he grew up in probably the most conservative background I have ever met anybody from. That was a weird sentence. And but he wound up in a mystery school and suddenly was doing things very similar to me. I was like, how did you get here?
Wow.
You know? Mm-hmm. This is a, we didn't, huh? And one of the things he was taught about was dragon magic, which is a whole thing. And so he had a companion dragon. So if you think of having a little elfin spirit or some other physical being, we think of them as fairy tale stories, but all of that stuff was real at some point in the physical world and now is non-physical. I think mostly because humans are so dangerous in the physical world. Mm. So as best friends for a long time do, I was whining at him. And he finally just has had enough. And he said, David, you know how this works. Talk to the dragon world. Tell them that you're interested in meeting them. And ask for a dragon. All right. Yes, of course you're right. So I lived in a small apartment, and it had a internal front stairway that went out to the outside, and I had asked for an angel to protect my door. And I would open the door every day and thank him. So one day I opened the door, and instead of an angel being there, there's a blue dragon. Hi, who are you? I'm Charlie. What happened to my angel? I relieved him. I do this now.
I relieved Charlie.
You know, and Charlie is not a talker.
Okay.
Charlie is very stoic and solid, and he's a protector, and you don't chat with Charlie.
He's the bouncer.
Huh?
He's the bouncer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
In a lot of ways. He's not a gregarious guy, but he is the bouncer. And so he was my first one. And then one day, another one showed up basically to hang out with me, my companion, Sammy, and sat down on the couch with me and put a wing around me, and I could feel it.
Wow.
I was like, whoa, this is getting interesting. And so I'm having conversations with them. So I've had conversations with ghosts and demons and elves and, you know,
ETs?
All kinds of things.
How about the ETs?
What's that?
How about the ETs?
I don't have an ongoing good relationship with them. I've had relationships where they were making trouble, and I've basically given them eviction notices.
Okay.
But that hasn't been a big part of my experience, for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of elementals also that, like fairies, don't come around me very much because I clear demons. And they don't want to be around that energy, so they just give me a lot of room. And over the course of time, now there's several dragons, and I have two friends that have their dragons, and sometimes they get together and have parties together. It's pretty funny.
Okay, we're going into a whole different area because we're running out of time. Back to house healing and that quantum, mm-hmm. what you do to the quantum grid restructuring.
The quantum grid restructuring.
Yeah.
Well, when I work on land or houses or people, I work on a lot of different levels. And part of what I'm doing, if you want to be geeky about it, is I'm looking for information on what's distorted, what's there that shouldn't be there, you know, what the junk is that showed up there that has to be cleared out for the place to feel good and for people to be healthy there. And in a stressful situation one day, I was given the ability to see it as basically a grid of light in which there were holes and different colors and assorted other things. And I was like, okay, this is a cool display. How do I do this? And I asked for a way to work with it. And by resetting the geometry, basically looking at where the holes and the distortions are in what should be straight lines, if you think of three-dimensional graph paper, for lack of a better image, made out of colored light, by resetting that, for asking the geometry to go back to its normal state, all kinds of other things will sort out and shuffle out, and the things that shouldn't be there have no place to be anymore because the geometry's gone back to the way it was before that stuff existed. And so it's a way of seeing that I've been given. I don't know that anybody else sees it exactly the way I do, but I've talked to other people that say that they, in quotation marks, can see the grid, however that vision is for them. And it's, since I get the information that way, I can work to correct the problems that exist in that place by working with the grid and resetting it.
David, and I think that's what the shamanic element is. When they're teaching you these kinds of things, it's unique to the individual, so that there isn't a cookie-cutter process. That's why there's no big book that explains everything, that some of it is meant to be unspoken and unshared so that it works for whoever is doing the process.
Right, and it's basically learning how to learn and learning not to be afraid of the process and to go into the process rather than going, oh, that's too weird for me. Mostly I don't have, it's too weird for me. It's just, really? That too? But it takes quite a while to get to that point, and a lot of real strange experiences that scare you intensely to realize that it's all just stuff. All just another way of experiencing.
I got maybe a minute and a half. The one thing that scared you the most before we get into the how to fix it with you.
I don't even know how to talk about that. There've been so many.
Okay, good. All right. So then we'll stop right there, because the way they can get their answers is to connect with you. The website again?
Househealing.com.
Be prepared for a different view of reality, because it's here. And David just gave us a nice little window opening into things that some people see, some people feel, some people experience, and other people dream about. And whatever plane it's on, it's all real. It's a matter of how you integrate that. Hey, David, thanks for getting up early. We got to go.
Thanks, my friend. Pleasure.
Oh, we'll talk again. And thank you for listening. If you miss anything on the show, I put the links and all that good stuff at wendyscoffeehouse.com. We went into some interesting space today, and next week it's going to get even more interesting. Yeah. The next week is the ET stuff. All right. Just a little gift for you before Christmas. How's that? Stick around. Stay curious. Thanks for listening. wendyscoffeehouse.com.